看提摩太前书第三章。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
那我们从14节读到第16节。
Let us read from verses 14 to 16.
保罗说：“我指望快到你们那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。”
I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels.Proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
今天我们要跟大家思想的就是有关教会的教导。
And today, what we want to ponder over is the lesson about church.
今天呢，我们每个礼拜我们都来主的教会。
Every Sunday, we come to the Lord's church.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
教会的功用是什么？
What is the function of the church?
教会的目的是什么？
What is the goal of the church?
有些人来到教会要接受娱乐。
Some people come to the church to be entertained.
很多你看到很多大型教会花很多金钱，很多舞蹈，很多的表演。
And there are many mega churches that spend a lot of money in having performances and dances.
而且时间花得很长，讲的道只有十五分钟。
And they spend a long time in the whole service, but the sermon only lasts for 15 minutes.
有些人来教会的目的是要找朋友。
Some people come to church in search of friends.
把教会当作是俱乐部。
And they treat the church like a social club.
那么有些人来教会是要得到医治。
There are people who come to church to be healed.
那么他们把地上的这个身体的健康看着比天上的财富。神的祝福更重要。
And they place their earthly health at a higher status than God's heavenly blessing.
这些都是有些这些目的，有些是好，有些是不好，有些是对，有些是错。
And different people have different wants and desires. Some of it is good, some of it is bad, some is right and some wrong.
有时候我们自己也是因着不信的时候或者粗信的时候，我们来教会的时候也抱着同样的态度。
And some of us, before we were believers, or when we were new believers, we came to church with the same kind of attitude.
那么有些人是来教会，他是盼望得到答案。
Some people come to church in search of answers.
当然这个你要在教会里面找答案，那也不是说不好。
Of course, coming in search of answers is not a bad thing.
那个是初信的想法。
But those are the thoughts of a new believer.
我问你一个问题，是神必须要回答你的答案呢，还是你必须要听从神的教导？
And I want to ask you a question. Is God obliged to answer you your questions, or are you obliged to listen to his instructions?
是神需要回答你吗？
Does God need to answer you?
还是你必须要听从神的意思，神的旨意去遵行呢？
Or do you need to obey God's will and do it?
那么神教会的角色是什么？
What is the role of the church?
为什么神当我们信主之后，当我们相信耶稣，我们得救之后呢，神把我们放在教会？
Why is it that after we are saved and believe in the Lord, He has placed us in the church?
不管你是不是知道还是不知道，一个人当他真正信主的时候呢，圣灵已经把你进入这个受洗、受圣灵的洗，成了一个身体。
Whether you are aware of this or not.When you believe, the Holy Spirit has baptized you into one body.
这个就是哥林多前书十二章十三节的意思。
And this is the meaning of 1 Corinthians 12:13.
从成圣的角度来看，
From the viewpoint of sanctification,
神拯救我们，从最终拯救我们。
God has saved us from sin.
然后把我们放在教会里面。
And He has placed us into the church.
所以我们必须要来教会。
Therefore, we must come to the church.
我们必须要跟信徒们在一起。
We need to gather with believers.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是神使我们成圣的一个途径。
Because this is a means that God has designed for our sanctification.
我们是不是已经得救了呢？
Are we already saved?
是的，我们已经得救，但是救恩完成了吗？
Yes, indeed, we have been saved, but has salvation been complete?
我们已经得救了，在神的称义了，但是我们的身体还没有得赎。
Yes, indeed, we are saved and God has declared us righteous, but our bodies have yet to be redeemed.
这是保罗所讲的，他说将来只有到耶稣基督再来的时候，我们的身体才能得赎，所以现在呢，我们要与罪征战，而且我们必须要得胜。
And this is what Paul has written in his epistles, that our bodies await a redemption only when Christ returns. But right now, we are struggling against the flesh and against sin, and we need to be victorious.
很多人在跟罪征战的时候呢，觉得无力。
Many people, as they struggle against sin, they find themselves very weak.
他觉得没有能力胜过罪恶。
They find that they lack the strength to overcome sin.
因为什么呢？就像今天早上我们读的经文，如果你有受苦的心智，你才能够得胜。
And the reason is actually found in the passage that we read earlier. Only if you are willing to suffer in the flesh, can you overcome sin.
什么叫做愿意受苦呢？就是你愿意放弃，你愿意放弃一些享受，放弃一些你盼望得到的东西，你愿意。不但放弃，愿意受苦，你才能够得胜，因为你的意志力的问题。
And this has to do with the strength of your will. Only if you are willing to give up your desires, only if you are willing to give up the certain things that are pleasurable to you, and then you will be willing to suffer in the flesh.
当然，你必须要靠圣灵，因为圣灵不断的催促你，所以你一直感觉到内疚，感到亏欠，你不能得胜。但是原因呢？因为你要那个享受，你要那个。盼望那些金钱那些所带来 的一切好处，你要那些好处都不能要神，所以你一直失败。
Of course, the Holy Spirit will be helping you. In fact, when you feel the guilt of losing the battle, that is the Holy Spirit prompting you. But if you keep on holding on to the desires of this life and you want to have money, you want to have possessions.That's why you keep losing.
但是神把你放在教会，让你不断的受教导，让我们从圣经里面教导你。
But God has placed you in the church so that you might be instructed from the Bible.
圣经，神在教会里面设立教师牧师。
God has established pastors and teachers in the church.
让他教导你主的话。
So that they will teach you God's word.
让还有弟兄姐妹彼此服侍，彼此劝勉，彼此的警告。
And from the encouragement and service and also the warnings of brethren.
直到你懂得怎么样胜过罪恶。
So that you might know how to overcome sin.
这些都是教会的功用。
This is the function of the church.
所以教会的目的是什么呢？
So what is the role of the goal of the church?
有些人说教会就是要人多。
Some people say we want to have as many people in church as possible.
有些人认为教会必须要成功。
And some people say the church must be successful.
这些就有些人认为教会呢必须的目的呢在地上呢只是需要传福音。
And some say that the only goal of the church on earth is to evangelize.
有些人认为教会的目的呢就是要改变社会。
Some people think that the goal of church is to change society.
但是我们要很清楚，神主耶稣自己说，我要建立我的教会。I will build my church.
But we need to be clear that the Lord Jesus Himself declared that I will build my church.
谁建立教会呢？不是我们，是基督。
Who builds the church? It is not us, but Christ.
是的，我们需要传福音。
Yes, indeed, we need to evangelize.
但是教会不是传福音，不是教会唯一的目的。
But evangelism is not the only goal of the church.
神要让教会要信徒在教会里面能够要受到装备。
God wants believers to be equipped.In the church.
所以这些呢都是属于教会。如果我们只强调一点，而不是完整的来看呢，我们就容易走错路。
And all these are different aspects or goals of the church. If we only emphasize on one point, we will err very easily.
甚至有些人说教会必须要改变社会，教会要改，必须要改变世界。
Some people even say that the church must change the world.
甚至有些人说教会必须要去示威，要去影响政府。
Some people say that the church must be involved in protests and lobbying to affect or to influence the government.
但是我要告诉你，圣经里面从来没有告诉我们这一件。主告诉我们要传福音，主是通过福音，是传主的福音才能够改变世界，不是是我们改变世界。
But let me tell you, the Bible has never commanded us to change the world. The Bible only tells us to preach the gospel.And in the end, it is the gospel that changes the world and not us.
那么教会我们怎么样组织这个教会？这个教会怎么样来行政？怎么样来负责？谁来负责？它的功用是什么呢？
So how do we organize or manage the church? And what is the function and the role of the church? And who manages the church?
这些都是有关教会的问题。
These are all lessons about the church.
所以今天呢，我们从这几节圣经里面可以看出一些教训。
So today we can learn some lessons from these few verses.
首先呢，让我们看到教会是什么。
First, let us look at what the church is.
那个教会的意思是神呼召出来的人。
Church means those who are called out by God.
所以这个不是一个教会，不是建筑物。
So the church is not a building.
其实教会也不是一个组织。
Neither is the church an organization.
教会是人，神呼召出来的信徒。
The church.Actually, it's actually referring to the believers that God has called out.
所以神呼召出来的信徒是从什么时候呢？从五旬节主耶稣钉死之后，在使徒行传提到五旬节到主教会被提这段时间特别的安排，这段时间信主的人叫做教会。
So the church refers to all those believers since Pentecost, which is recorded in the book of Acts.After Jesus died and was resurrected and ascended into heaven on Pentecost, the church started, and the church will be between Pentecost all the way until the second coming of Christ when the church raptures.
有些人说教会在旧约已经出现了。
Some people say that the church has already started in the Old Testament.
不是的，圣经里面讲教会是一个奥秘。
And that is not true because the Bible calls the church a mystery.
这个奥秘只有在新约才出现。
This mystery was only revealed in the New Testament.
教会被称为耶稣基督的心腹。
And the church has been called the bride of Jesus Christ.
但是从来在旧约里面，所有的以色列人是称为神的耶和华的心腹，不是教会。
And yet, in the Old Testament, it is the Israelites who have been referred to as the bride of God, and not the church.
所以你知道吗？旧约的信徒呢，是叫做耶和华的心腹；新约的信徒呢，是基督耶稣的心腹。
So in the Old Testament, believers were referred to as the bride of Yahweh.Whereas in the New Testament, believers are the bride of Christ.
在旧约里面，只有犹太人才能够成为以色列人。在新约里面，犹太人跟外邦人都可以成为教会。
And in the Old Testament, only the Jews were considered the Israelites.
有些人讲说教会已经代替以色列。
Whereas in the New Testament, both Jews and Gentiles belong to the church, and some people argue that the church has replaced Israel.
但是神向亚伯拉罕说的时候，他对亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要很多，但是亚伯拉罕说，我都没有后裔，怎么成为呢？他说，只有从你生的才是你的后裔。
And in Genesis, when God gave Abraham a promise, God promised Abraham will have lots of descendants. But when Abraham replied and said that I have no son, God told him, your very own son shall be your heir.
所以只有以色列人才能够成为以色列人，不能够外邦人不能够成为以色列人。
So only the Israelites belong to the Jews, but the Gentiles cannot become Israelites.
而且神告诉以色列，告诉亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要承受这个地。
And God also promised Abraham that your heir will inherit this land.
而且在创世纪十五章告诉他，这地的地图有多大。
And in Genesis 15, it is recorded how big is the land.
但是我们看到今天呢，神的这个应许还没有成就。
But yet today, we see that this promise of God has not been fulfilled.
所以这个的意思就是说，神一定 会完成他的应许，神的应许一点一画都不能废弃，所以这件事情呢必然成就，所以以色列人就是以色列人，他必然承受这个地图，那是将来的事。
And we know that God's word, every jot and tittle will not pass away, and God's word will definitely come to pass, especially when he made the promise to the Israelites, which has not come to pass yet. We know that will happen only in the future.
所以我们相信教会呢不是以色列人。
So we believe that the church is not Israel.
我们也相信我们信徒不需要回去以色列为以色列打仗。
And we believe that we as believers need not return to Israel and fight the war for them.
这个是一个很大的题目，所以我今天只是稍微提一提。
This is a huge topic, so I'm just mentioning this in passing.
如果你有来主我们的祷告会，我们就很详细的讨论这个问题。
If you come to our prayer meetings, you will realize that we discuss this in great detail.
因为只有在祷告会的时候，那些认真愿意学习的人才会来祷告会，我们就跟你解释一些深入的问题。
Because only those who are serious in wanting to learn will come for prayer meeting, and it is at that time that we deal with such a the questions.
所以今天我们只是大概提一提教会跟以色列是不同的个体。
So today we will just mention in passing that the church and Israel are two different entities.
所以我们是神呼召在这个时代里面起来做神的见证。
And we have been called by God to become His witnesses in this era.
所以教会的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of the church?
第一是要敬拜神。
One is to exalt God.
第二呢是要装备信徒。
Secondly is to edify the saints.
第三呢是要传扬福音。
Thirdly is to evangelize the world.
第四呢是要持守真理。
And fourthly to entrench the truth.
所以这四样呢，我们一定要大家记住，这个是我们教会很清楚认识到。教会的功用四个都必须一起进行，而不是任何一个。
And we want all of you to recognize that this is the purpose of the church, and all four are actually equally important, and we shouldn't overemphasize on just one.
我们以前是不信主的时候是不敬拜神，现在我们是信主，我们不需要敬拜神，是向上的。
Before we were believers, we did not worship nor exalt God, but now that we are believers.We must exhort him. This is a vertical relationship.
但是当我们在一起的时候，我们要彼此的，我们要装备信徒，让信徒能够成长，能够侍奉。
But when we come together, we have to edify or equip the saints so that they can serve.
这个是横面的这个关系。
And this is a horizontal relationship.
不但是对于信徒，对于外面呢，我们必须要传福音。
And not only with the saints, but we must evangelize the world that is outside.
那么对于向下呢，我们要扎根在神的话里面，上的。
And as we move downwards, our roots must be deeply entrenched with the truth.
所以有很多人只强调一点，说我们要传福音，结果他把教会呢当作是传福音，就是把所有的非信徒带进教会。
And many people emphasize on evangelism, and they say that the church must evangelize, and they overemphasize on this.And they bring in all unbelievers into the church.
所以每一个主日都是传福音。
So every Lord's Day is evangelism.
结果呢，每一个主日只是讲福音，所以他们不能够吃到这个食物，硬这个肉，他们只是喝奶。
And every Lord's Day they preach the gospel, so the believers do not have any meat to eat. They are always drinking milk.
甚至呢，有些人还让这些不是这个非信徒加进教会。
And they even invite unbelievers to join the church.
甚至这些不信的信徒还带领教会。
And unbelievers lead the church.
他们不明白，甚至 Jonathan Edwards 这个被赶出教会，约拿丹爱德华茨被赶出教会，就是因为他坚持教会不能够接受外邦人。这个清教徒的牧师在16世纪、18世纪那段时间被赶出教会的原因，就是因为他坚持。教会不能够让非信徒加进来。
And in the 18th century, the very famous Puritan preacher Jonathan Edwards, he was actually chased out of his own church because he insisted that the church should not be inviting unbelievers in.
所以我们的问题就是，我们要怎么样来管理神的教会，怎么样来治理，怎么样来带领神的教会。
So the question I want to ask is, how ought we to manage or to run the church of God?
所以这个就是今天我们要看的主题。
And this is the theme of today's message.
所以让我们看这段圣经的背景是什么？为什么保罗写信给提摩太，要他在这里知道怎么样在神的家中行？
So let's revisit the background of this letter. Why did Paul write to Timothy this letter?
你看第十四节。
Look at verse 14.
他说我指望派到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你们。写给你，倘若我当年日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么样行。
I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God.
所以将这些事，什么事写给你呢？
I am writing these things. What things?
那么他说你要知道在神的家中怎么行，什么意思呢？
And how one ought to behave in the household of God, what does that mean?
所以如果我们明白，我们回去看第一章第三节的时候，你会发现，他说，保罗说，我往马其顿的时候，把你留在以弗所，好嘱咐好几个人，那几个人不可传不同的福音异教。
And when we return to chapter 1, verse 3, Paul wrote that when he was going to Macedonia,Timothy was to remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
他说我写这些事什么事呢？我叫你不要禁止那些人传不同的福音或者不同的这个教义。
So these things in 3:14 would refer also to chapter 1 when Paul instructed him to instruct certain persons or to forbid certain persons not to preach a different doctrine.
所以有些人传讲错误的神学神观念，有些人错误的教导，但是还有一些人不懂，想要做教师，其实他不懂他教的是什么。你看第七节，第七节说想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲的、所论定的。
So there were people who were teaching wrong theology and wrong doctrines, and other than that, there were also those who wanted to be teachers but not understanding what they were teaching. This is in verse 7.
而且呢，我们在第二章里面看到，也有一些女人起来要带领教会，要讲道，而且要管辖男人。保罗说不可以。
And we also read in chapter 2 that there were some women who stood up and wanted to lead the church, wanting to have authority over men, and Paul said no.
所以我们看到，不只是今天在古时候的教会，第一世纪的教会，有很多人起来想要做带领教会，其实他们不懂得教导，他也不懂神的真理。
So we see that this is a problem not just today, but even in the first century church, people stood up wanting to teach when they have no understanding of God's word.
所以保罗写这些事情，告诉他你怎么样设立这个领导，领袖是什么样的人。
So Paul wrote these things, which included how to select leaders and what are the leaders' qualifications.
所以第三章开始的时候，我们就看他设立长老，设立执事。
So chapter 3 at the beginning is the establishment of elders and deacons.
所以在这里讲到说，你知道在神的家中怎么样行的时候，不是指他个人的行为，是说他在神的家怎么样处理神家里的事。
So when it says how one ought to behave in the household of God, it's not talking about a personal behavior, but rather how the church ought to be managed or run.
所以这里讲的是教会的管理。
So this is referring to the management of the church.
所以这就是我们的第一点。
And this is our first point.
所以神，我们要知道，教会呢是神呼召出来的人。
So the church would refer to those who have been called out by God.
所以神呼召出来的人，神的人的信徒呢，神就把他们放在一起，然后安立设立牧师教师来教导他们，喂养他们，然后辅导他们，要他们走过一个成圣的道路。
So after God called these people out and placed them in the local church, He also gave them pastors and teachers who will teach and equip them and counsel them to walk the right path.
然后设立长老，设立执事，让他们知道怎么样在教会神的教会里面怎么样的来操作。
And then God appoints elders and deacons to teach them so that they will know how the church will function.
所以我们必须要知道教会的目的，教会的功用是什么。
So we need to know what is the function or the role of the church.
今天有很多人很多人遇到一些不好的教会，遇到一些问教会的问题。
Today, many people sometimes they go to a church that is not good, and they meet with different problems.
所以他遇到一些他有不好的经验之后呢，他们就自己出来。他说：“你看，教会就是人嘛，所以我们几个人住在一起，我们几个人在一个地方，在一个人的家里聚会，就把自己当做教会。”
And they say that since they had a bad experience with other churches.And since the church is just a body of believers, so a few of them decide to gather at one person's home and establish themselves as a church.
他们没有教师牧师，他们有神所设立的教师牧师。
But they do not have a God-appointed pastor or teacher.
他们没有长老，没有执事。
They have no elders nor deacons.
他们不明白什么叫做教会论。
And they do not know what is ecclesiology.
他们甚至连圣经都没有读透。
And they have not even read through the Bible.
他们没有正确的神学，就当成长老，就当成自己是教师。
And they have no right view of the theology, and they treat themselves as teachers.
或许他们对一些某一个题目，神学的题目有兴趣，他们就钻研那个，但是他对整个神学思想不知道。
And maybe they find a pet topic in theology, and they spend lots of time studying that pet topic.But that at the same time, they actually neglect the entire counsel of God.
他们解经是偏激的，他们不懂得怎么样完整的看整本的圣经，不知道神的整个意思。
And the way they interpret the Bible is full of bias, and they know not how to interpret the whole Bible.
这些不叫教会。
This is not a church.
他完全不知道神的意思在教会里面，神整个计划。
They totally do not know God's plan for the entire church.
有些人做长老，连神学都不知道，不知道什么是为什么是千禧年，也不知道什么是这个救恩论，也不知道旧约里面的这个圣月是什么意思，很多这些完全不知道。他做一点点，他就以为他懂得很多。这些人呢，不可以做长老，也不可以带领教会。
And there are those who become elders, even though they do not know all the theology, they do not know the soteriology, which is the theology of salvation. They do not know what is a covenant, etc. And they know not all these doctrines yet. They become teachers and elders. They are actually not qualified.
我不是说一定要有神学毕业才能够做牧师。但是你不要对神的话语要完整的明白，然后才能够教导。
I am not saying that you must have a degree in theology before you can become a pastor. What I'm saying is that you must have a thorough understanding of the theology of the Bible before you can teach.
所以这个问题就出现在这个改革的时期。
And during the Reformation, such issues arose.
刚宗教改革的时候，他们也问这个问题：什么叫做真正的教会？
So during the Reformation, they actually asked the same question, what is a true church?
特别是马丁路德还有加尔文在面对这个天主教的时候，他是怎么知道那一个是真正的教会，哪一个才是真正的教会？
And people like Martin Luther and John Calvin, as they face the persecution of the Catholic Church, they have to define clearly what is a true church of God and what is not.
所以他要知道谁是真正是属于神的教会。
And they had to decide who really belongs to the Church of God.
所以马丁路德这么说，他说，只要你找到正确的福音的传讲和正确的神的这个教会的这个敬礼跟这个圣礼呢，就是包括敬礼跟守圣餐呢，你就是有一个真正的教会。
And Martin Luther said that if you find a church that teaches the true gospel of God.And uphold the two ordinances, which is baptism and the Lord's Supper, then you have found a true church of God.
加尔文这么说。
John Calvin said this.
他说，只要你在那个地方听到神的话，正确的传讲，那个就是神的教会。
If you are at a place where you hear God's word accurately preached, that is the church of God.
其实圣经早就这么讲。
Actually, the Bible has.Spoken of this long ago.
记得大使命吗？
Remember the Great Commission.
在大使命，主耶稣在马太福音第28章19节那边讲说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，然后什么呢？凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
In the Great Commission, as recorded in Matthew 28:19, Jesus told his disciples to go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以当一个人信主之后，他必须加进教会，我们必须要把主耶稣的教导、主耶稣的吩咐都教训他们遵守。
So when one becomes a believer, he must join the local church, and in the local church, they ought to be taught all the teachings of Jesus Christ.
不是部分，不是你喜欢的题目。
And it's not just a partial teaching and a pet topic.
是凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Is to teach all that Jesus has commanded.
保罗也是在提摩太后书二章四章二节说。不要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心用百般的忍耐，各样的教训、责备人、警戒人和劝勉人。
And Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4:2 to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
所以怎么知道哪一个是好教、真正的教会呢？除非那个教会传讲神的话，准确的传讲神的话，不然的话，那不是教会。
So how do we know that this is a true church of God? If it preaches the word of God properly and accurately, otherwise it cannot be regarded as a true church of God.
今天美国有很大的这个巨型的教会。
Today in the United States there are mega churches.
啊，甚至有一个教会，这个传道人，这个牧师叫做 Joe Austin， 他甚至这么讲，他说，你知道吗？保罗都搞错了，彼得也搞错了。
And there is this very famous mega church preacher called Joe Austin in the United States, who actually said that both Paul and Peter got it all wrong.
他甚至讲保罗的教导是错的，彼得的教导是错的，他的教导才是正确的。
And Joel Austin claims that the teaching of Paul and Peter are wrong, and only his is correct.
但是你要知道，圣经里面告诉我们，我们是建立在信徒是什么呢？是建立在使徒和先知的根基上，意思说。神的话呢，是靠着使徒跟先知传到我们这里，我们是遵守使徒跟先知的教训。
But yet the Bible tells us that we are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. In other words, God's word has been given to us through the apostles and the prophets. And what the foundation that we are right now built upon is their teaching.
在初期教会的人呢，信徒呢，都是恒心持守使徒的教训。
And in the first century church, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
所以今天有竟然有一个牧师说使徒的教训是错误的。如果是这样的话呢，他不是真正的教会。
And yet today, there can be a so-called pastor claiming that the teachings of the apostles was wrong. And if he dare say so, he is not the true church of God.
大家知道我们常常到不同的教会去讲道。
And you all know that I often preach in different churches.
如果常常有人来问我这个问题，他说我们可不可以去那个巨型教会？
And there are people who will come and ask me, can I go to that mega church?
所以大家都知道，大家很多人，特别是年轻人，很喜欢去这些巨型的教会。
And we know especially that youngsters and youth would like to attend mega churches.
是，但是很多传道人、很多牧师跟我沟通的时候，他不知道怎么回答。
And yet, a lot of pastors and preachers, as we communicate, they tell me their frustration in not knowing how to answer this youth.
你知道我的回答是什么吗？
Do you know what's my answer?
我的回答是，那个是教会吗？
My answer is that a church?
如果他们不传讲准确的传讲神的话，那个是不是教会？如果他不是教会，为什么你鼓励你的信徒去呢？
And if they are not preaching the word of God faithfully and accurately, would we even call that a church? And if we do not call that a church, why would we ask anybody to go there?
所以我刚刚讲不可以去。
So I tell them, no, you cannot go.
为什么呢？不是，他们是把神的话歪去了。
Why? Because they have twisted the word of God.
所以那个不是真正的教会。
So it is not a church.
你要去看表演，你要去看跳舞，你要去娱乐，你就去吧。
If you want to watch people dancing and be entertained and you want to watch a performance, then go.
你不要假用神的名说我去听神的教导，其实你是在那边受娱乐，在那边欢好很开心的唱歌唱歌唱歌。
Please do not take the name of God in vain and using the name of God as an excuse to go there and say that you want to hear God's word but you are actually wanting to be entertained.
所以这个就是一个问题，是我们怎么样管理神的教会，怎么样带领神的教会，怎么样治理神的教会。
So the question is, how do we manage the church of God?
所以这个问题呢，如果你不按照神的意思、神的教导，你就不是神的教会。
And if you are not doing it according to the word of God and to the teaching of the Bible, then you are not a church.
所以保罗写信给提摩太说，你要知道在神的教会怎么行，怎么样管理，怎么样治理。
So Paul wrote to Timothy and said that you are to know how one ought to behave in the church or how to manage the church.
今天我们的教，我们新加坡人的教会呢，越来越的教育越来越好，甚至很多这个教会里面的信徒都是世界级的公司里面做工的人。
And today in Singapore, people are becoming more and more affluent, and many churches have believers in it who are actually working for all the multinationals.
所以这些人就把告诉教会，教会应该这样做，怎么样吸引人来，怎么样用管理学使到教会更加能够吸引增大。
So these people give their input to the church of how to use different management theories and growth theories to grow the church.
结果呢，因为这样的话呢，教会的牧师受到很大的压力。
And because of this, the pastors of the churches have great pressure.
甚至很多牧师呢，现在已经转行了去读管理学。
And many pastors would actually be pursuing a degree in management nowadays.
所以现在回来的都是有这个管理学的硕士。
So many pastors now are armed with a master's in management.
然后他把他的名字不再叫牧师了，现在叫做 CEO。
And they do not call themselves pastors anymore. You see that their title is a CEO.
然后他就怎么说？我们来怎么样来把自己叫做自行官，然后怎么样自行，然后只要管理教会，使到教会成为一个大的机构，一个商业的机构，能够赚很多钱，能够影响很多人。
So they call themselves CEO and they run the church as an organization of how to run it as a business so that they will earn lots of money and attract lots of people.
但是我要你记得这句话。
But I want you to remember this.
马太福音16:18，主耶稣说，我告诉你，他跟彼得对话的时候说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上。他的原文的意思说，我要在这个磐石上建立我的教会，是我来建立的。
And in Matthew 16:18, Jesus told Peter, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church in the original Greek. Jesus specified that he is the one who is building the church.
谁建立教会啊？
So who builds the church?
不是你，不是我。
Neither you nor I.
我们都是仆人。
We are but servants.
我们只是忠心的把神的话讲清楚。
We should only be faithful in preaching God's word clearly.
是属于神的人，是神的拣选的人，他就会有回应。
Those who belong to God, those whom God has elect, they will respond.
我们不可以用一些花招，用一些技巧吸引很多人来。如果你成功的话，你吸引了很多不是被拣选的人来。这个你教会越出现越来越多问题。
We need not employ any tricks or methodologies in order to attract lots of people, because if the people that you are attracting are not God's elect, you are attracting problems.
你看《使徒行传》2:47，当他们遵守使徒的教训的时候，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
In Acts 2:47, when the church obeyed the apostles' teaching, the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being
saved. 不是我们去吸引人来。
We do not go and attract the multitude.
是神加人在他们身上。
The Lord will add to our numbers.
不是我们用一些技巧、一些表演，你要吸引人来很简单，我请一些很出名的人站在这里就会吸引人来。
And it's not that we use any tricks or use performances. You want to attract people, it's very easy. Just get somebody famous to come here and stand, and they will attract people.
你把这些电影明星带来这边，就有很多人来了。
Bring a few movie stars here, and a lot of people will follow.
但是这个不是我们去建立，是神建立。我们只是忠心的传讲主的福音。
But it is not us who build, but it is God who builds. And what we need to do is to be faithful in preaching the gospel.
但是有些人说，不是，教会的目的是要改变社会，要改变世界。
And some say that no, the purpose of the church is to change society and change the world.
特别是今天有很多这些改革中的神学家的教会呢，最出名的就是提摩太凯勒。
And today there are many so-called reformed churches, and one of the most famous ones is Timothy Keller.
他说我们要去影响政府，我们要影响社会呢，所以他要派很多人去影响政治家，然后要去示威啊，要去用很多金钱，用很多各方面去做建这个孤儿院、建学校、建什么，建很多东西。
And they say that we have to influence the government and we have to influence the world. So they send people, representatives into the governments, and they build orphanages, build schools, etc., and they engage in protests in order to change the society.
So they spend a lot of money and do all these things.
And they spend a lot of resources to do all these things. Is there such things in Singapore?
新加坡也有。
Of course, yes.
我们最近也听到一些大教会的这个牧师出来说，我们要团结起来，然后影响政府，要改变。是的，同性恋是错，但是呢，这个方法不对。
And there are some pastors who come out into the public and say, let's unite and let's send a message to the society, to the government, and we are going to do this or object this. Yes, in fact, homosexuality is wrong, but the method that they employ to object this is wrong.
要示威，要用这些政治的手段。
And what they are trying to do is to protest and to use political methods.
这个不是保罗的教导。
This is not Paul's teaching.
我们现在在提摩太前书，你看一看，我们讲过这个，所以我用很快时间讲一讲。你打开提摩太前书第二章看一看。
And if you actually we have preached on this before on First Timothy chapter 2.So we will just mention this in passing.
所以你看提摩太前书第二章第一节，他说：“我劝你，必要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使他们可以进前端正、平安无事的度日。”
First Timothy 2:1. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way.
所以这边保罗一开始讲到说他们有错误教导之后呢，保罗劝提摩太怎么样在教会里面怎么样管理的时候呢，他就说第一你要为万人来祷告。
So after Paul pointed out the wrong teachings of some people in chapter 1, then he turns to what is the correct thing to do, and he instructed Timothy to first of all urge that supplication
prayer.
So in the church, we ought to pray for all people.
特别为君王和在位的。
Especially for kings and all who are in high positions.
当保罗这样写的时候，你要知道当时候的在位的君王是谁吗？
When Paul wrote this, do you know who was the king?
那时候呢是尼罗皇帝。
It was King Nero.
非常残忍的。
He was a cruel king.
保罗没有说我们团结起来推翻他。
Paul didn't say let's unite and overthrow him.
保罗说要祷告。
Paul said you must pray.
祷告什么呢？祷告让我们可以传福音。
Pray that we might be able to preach the gospel.
所以你看到我们要改变社会呢，不是我们的方法是什么呢？通过福音，不是通过政治手段。
So if we want to change the world, the method to use is to preach the gospel, and it is not through political means.
所以特别在第二节，你看到那个要平安无事吗？
Especially in verse 2, to lead a peaceful and quiet life.
平安那个希腊文的意思是说没有战争，没有外在的战争。
And peaceful means that there is no external wars.
那么无事呢？那个字是形容没有内讧，或者是没有这个 civil war.
And to have a quiet life means that there is no internal or civil war.
意思说外面没有打仗，里面也没有打仗。
In other words, there's neither war external nor internal.
然后你看到那个字，敬虔跟端正吗？
Then godly and dignified.
敬虔就是对神的一个态度。
Godliness is the attitude towards God.
那么这个端正的意思就是有正确的、正当的行为。
To be dignified means to have proper conduct.
所以保罗的意思是什么呢？意思是说，你碰到这些问题呢，你第一要祷告，传福音给他们。我们祷告，他有平安无事，没有外在战争，没有里面没有内讧。我们还要呢，要有敬虔的态度，对神要有敬畏，然后对人呢，我们要有端正。
So Paul's instruction of the solution to all these problems is that first you pray for them, and that we might have peaceful and quiet life. In other words, no external war, no civil war, and then we are to be godly and dignified.
所以意思是说，我们通过传福音，然后很好的见证，来在神面，在众人面前彰显神自己的作为。
In other words, through the preaching of the gospel and through your own personal testimony, we are to manifest God's glory in our lives.
所以这个是教会应该做的，教会不应该去参与政治，不应该去推翻政府。
So this is what the church ought to do. The church should neither participate in politics nor try to overthrow the government.
教会信徒应该顺服在上的掌权者。
The church and believers are to be submitted to the authorities.
所以你看到吗？这个是保罗告诉他，你必须要懂得怎么样在教会中怎么样行，怎么样去管理、治理、带领教会。
So this is what Paul is teaching Timothy now, that he must know how to manage the church.
那我们接下来继续看。
And let us continue with the next point.
继续看第十五节，他说这家呢，他说知道在神的家中怎么行，这个家是什么呢？这家是永生神的教会。
And verse 15, how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God.
所以这里用的这个家。
And it says the household.
啊，这个 household 这个家字呢，同在希腊文它可以用作建筑，但是很多时候它也用作是家庭的意思。
And the word household in Greek could refer to a house, a building, or it could refer to the family.
就好像这个我们在提摩太前书三章四节讲到长老的时候，要好好管理自己的家，那个就是他，然后他说儿女必须端庄顺服。这个就是指家庭的关系。
And it's just like the word is also used in chapter 3 verse 4 that elders must manage his own household. It's referring to his family.
所以以弗所书二章十九节也是这么讲说，那些信徒呢，我们已经不是做外邦人，不是客旅，是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人，是子人。
Ephesians 2:19 has the same concept, that you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, meaning you are people of God's family.
所以我们称为弟兄跟姐妹，我们是兄弟姐妹的关系。
And that's why we call one another brothers and sisters.
我们称神为天上的父。
And we call God our heavenly Father.
所以这个是家里关系的，这个是用家里的关系来形容救恩。
And this is the using the analogy of the family relations to illustrate salvation.
所以信徒呢放在一起的时候呢，我们是在神的家里。
So when believers come together, we are in God's family.
这个是神的。
It belongs to God.
所以神是主人。
So he is the master.
啊，所以神是主人的意思，我们要按主人的意思去管理治理这个家。
So if God is the master of this church or this family, then we must actually manage the church according to the master's plan.
常常有人问我，你的教会的意向，你的 vision 是什么？
Very often people ask me, what is the vision of your church?
他说我的教会，他们说你的教会是意向是什么？我的教会是做使徒的教会，discipleship， 做门徒的教会。
And some people say that their vision is to have a church of that is emphasis on discipleship.
我说可以有，你的意思说有些教会不做门徒训练的吗？
So I ask, are you saying that there are some churches that can do without discipleship?
他说我们的教会是传福音的教会。
So some say our vision is to be a church of evangelism.
我的意思说，有些教会可以不传福音吗？
And I ask, can some churches choose not to share the gospel?
他说我们的教会注重这个敬拜，我们敬拜是最好的。
And some people say our church focus on worship, our worship is wonderful.
那么是不是有些教会可以不敬拜的？
So are there churches that can opt not to worship?
所以我们要问那个问题，他说你的看法，你的意向是什么？
So they ask, what is your vision?
我告诉你，这个教会是神的，我没有意向，我是根据神的意思做。
So I reply, this is the church of God. I have no vision of my own. I just obey His will.
我们需要敬拜神，我们需要传福音，我们需要装备信徒，我们需要 持守真理，这个就是我们，这些都是圣经的教导，我没有的选择。
We need to exhort God, we need to edify the saints, we need to evangelize the world, and we need to entrench the truth. All these are clearly taught in the Bible, and it is not your option.
所以这里他讲到这个这位神呢，就是这个家这个教会的主人。
So God, the living God, is the master of the church.
啊，他是活生生的神。住在我们当中。
He is a living God who is living in our midst.
所以呢，你不要以为我们今天在做什么他不知道，其实你动一动一根手指头他都知道。
So do not think that whatever that we do here is out of God's knowledge. Even if you tweak your finger, He knows.
你在想什么他也知道。
He knows what is in your mind.
你在骂我他也知道。
He knows that you are actually cursing me now.
这一位永生的神就在我们当中。
This living God is in our midst.
啊，在启示录的时候，他说这一位是行走在七灯台之间的神。
And the book of Revelation describes this God as the one who walks in the midst of the lampstand.
那么圣经里面讲到这个 lampstand 就是这个七个灯台就是神的教会。
And this lampstand in the book of Revelation is referring to God's church.
每讲到这个七教会的时候，他总是有一句话叫做我知道。
And when describing the seven churches, it is always stated that God knows.
所以你看到吗？他是活生永生的神住在我们当中。
So He is a living God that is in our midst.
那么继续看下去，我们看到教会的管理，教会的主人，让我们来看教会的目的。
So we have seen the management of the church and the master of the church. Let's now look at the mission of the church.
这里提到什么呢？他说，这家是永生者的教会，而且呢，它是真理的柱石和根基。
And this is the household of God, the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以他讲到教会呢是真理的柱石。什么叫做柱石？
What is a pillar? The church is a pillar.
所以这个柱石的作用是什么呢？你要知道当时候的建筑物呢，今天的建筑物也是一样，整个建筑必须要用这个 pillar 这个柱子来支撑起来的。
And in those days, the buildings such as today, the buildings are actually propped up with a pillar.
所以必须要用柱子来支撑。
So it is.Kept in place and supported by a pillar.
所以这里给我们看到，当时候呢，以弗所最出名的一个这个古迹是什么？
Do you know what is the most famous historical ruin in Ephesus?
就是那个大安娜的这个神庙。
And it is the temple of Diana.
啊，他们那边呢有127根柱子。
And in this temple, there were 127 pillars.
所以那个以柱子出名，它有很多柱子支撑很大的一个建筑。
And there were many, many pillars supporting a huge building.
那么他说，这个是这个柱子，这个柱石，还有呢，还有是什么呢？它是还也是一个磐石。
And other than a pillar, there is a buttress.
这个 buttress 的意思是 foundation 或者是它的根基的意思。
And the buttress means the foundation.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
意思说教会呢必须要是真理支持真理的。
In other words, the church must support the truth.
教会呢是应该是真理的源头或者它的磐石。
And the church should be the foundation of the truth.
因为神把这个真理呢，神的话呢交给教会。
Because God has given the church His word.
我们不可以把它淡化。
We cannot water down God's word.
不能够改变。
We cannot change it.
不能够使它混乱。
And we cannot confuse it.
必须要很清楚的宣扬。
We have to preach it clearly.
所以你看到这个教会呢，是神说是真理的柱石，是真理的根基。
So the church is a pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以教会必须要持守真理。
So the church must be entrenched in the truth.
有没有注意到，圣经说，神把他的话交给教会，不是交给神学院。
Do you realize that the Bible tells us that God has given His word to the church and not to a seminary?
是教会来持守真理，把真理讲得清楚，要支持他，能够支撑他。
So it is the church that is supposed to preach God's word accurately and to support it.
所以这个是很大的责任。
This is a huge responsibility.
在提摩太后书，我们看到一章十四节，他也是从前交托你的善道，你要牢牢的守着。
And 2 Timothy 1:14, Paul writes again that Timothy must guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
使徒行传第二章二十四节，他们初期的教会就是恒心持守使徒的教训。
And Acts 2:42, the first church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
因为我们呢，刚才我们也提用了这段经文说，以弗所书二章十九节说，我们不再是做外邦人和客旅，是圣徒，与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。那什么呢？我们被建造，我们被建造什么？在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣作为绊脚石。
And we have seen this verse just now, that we are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
所以今天我们教会呢，必须要持守真理。
So today, our church must be entrenched in the truth.
不但持守真理，我们要为 真理来戒律争辩。
Not only being entrenched in the truth, but we must earnestly contend for the faith.
就好像提摩太这个犹大书第三节说，你要为从前一次交付我们交付圣徒的真道戒律争辩。
And it's just written in Jude 3 that we are to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
所以今天有人讲说，同性恋没有问题，同性恋是圣经所允许的，我们要出来说不是的，圣经是讲同性恋是错误的。
So if today people were to say that, oh, homosexuals is fine, the Bible permits it, we have to come out and say, no, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that it is wrong.
今天有很多人说女权主义，女人应该做男人所能做的事情，我们说不是的，圣经的安排是这样的，不是由你来跟，不是由女人来说，也不是由男人来说，是由神来说。
So today there are also the feminist movement that says that there should be equal opportunity and women should do the same things as the men. But we come and say that no, this is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that they play different roles. It is not what men or women say. It is what God says.
今天有的人传这个发财的福音，有人传社会福音。我们说不是的，我们要传的是圣经的福音，没主耶稣的福音，没有其他的福音可以传。
There are people who preach a prosperity gospel or a social gospel, and we say, no, we preach Jesus' gospel, the Bible's gospel.
有很多人说，你为什么这样整天跟人家辩论，整天跟人家打对台？我说不是，我们的责任就是要持守，要做真理的柱石跟根基。
Some people ask, why are you always debating with others and you are always singing the opposite tune? And our reply is no, that's because we are the pillar and buttress of the truth.
今天有很多人受到这个 evolution, 这个进化主义 进化论的影响，说六天神的创造，说不是六天，有几千万年，圣经里面说六天就六天，本来就是奇迹，它可以六天，它可以六个小时，为什么说六天不可以？
And indeed, today there are also the evolution theory that says that it's not 6 days, it is actually thousands and millions of years. But if the Bible says 6 days, it is 6 days. It is after all a miracle. If God wants to do it in 6 hours, so be it.
神可不可以创造一个已经二十岁的亚当呢？当然可以。所以你看起来以为他已经二十岁，其实他一下子就到了。
Can God create an Adam who is already 20 years old? Of course. So it might seem like as if a lot of time has passed, but God can always create someone in his adulthood.
神说六天就是六天。
God says it's 6 days, so be it.
神说一千年就是一千年。
If God says 1,000 years, so be it.
有些人说一千年不是一千年，是一个很长的时间。
Some people say, the millennial is not 1,000 years, it's just a very long time.
其实圣经的话，我们要站起来说，不是圣经说一千年就是一千年，不能够改。
And when we are supporting the truth, we have to stand up and say, no, the Bible says 1,000 years, and it is 1,000 years, don't change that.
我们必须要支撑，我们要做支持，要辩护，要高举神的话。
So we have to support and lift up God's word on high.
所以我们从这段圣经里面看到教会的道。管理教会的主人是谁呢？说我们要听从神的话。教会的目的是以真理，以教会的柱石，教会的根基。接下来我们看教会的信息。
And we have seen the management of the church, and God is the master of the church, and the mission of the church is to support the truth, and now we come to the message of the church.
所以在这个时候呢，我们看到保罗突然间，你会发现这段圣经里面的安排呢，好像不突然间他讲，突然间唱起诗来，他说大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，在圣灵称义，被天使看见，传于外邦，被世人信服，被借代荣耀了。
And all of a sudden, Paul breaks out into doxology and writes a praise hymn. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
保罗在讲道，
Paul is preaching,
在教导，
he's teaching,
在写信，
he's writing.
突然间他唱起歌来，
suddenly he's singing.
哇，他很有默契。
He is he's so profound.
他是 very talented.
And he's very talented.
啊，为什么呢？他可以马上讲出他的诗来，念出吟出一首诗来。
And immediately he can break out into a praise hymn.
那么你如果注意看这段圣经呢，它是一个诗句。
And if you look carefully, this is actually a poem.
其实这边有三句话。
Actually, there are three sentences.
三句话呢都有对称。
And they all rhyme.
你看第一句话，他说第十六节，神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义。
The first sentence, he was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit.
这是第一句话。
This is the first sentence.
你看到肉身跟属灵，灵跟肉的对称吗？
Can you see the parallel between flesh and spirit?
然后说被天使看见，被传于外邦。
Seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations.
那个外邦是指人，外邦就是所有的人。
Nations refer to men.
所以这天使跟人的对称。
And angels parallel men.
然后他第三句他说，在世上被世人信服，在世界上被人信服，被借到天上的荣耀里。世界跟天上，地上跟天上对称吗？
Believed on in the world, taken up in glory, referring to heaven. So it's the world or earth versus heaven.
啊，所以这个保罗哇很有文这个文化。
And Paul is indeed a very cultured man.
在这些真理当中，这些这个神的这个话语当中，哪一个最重要呢？
And in all of God's word, which is the most important?
啊，所以在这里特别他讲到这里，他说第十六节这里讲到说什么呢？我来看一下，他说大哉敬虔的奥秘。
Great indeed.Is the mystery of godliness.
所以敬虔的奥秘，这个奥秘就是指将以前人家不知道的，但是在新约里面被彰显出来的。
This mystery means that it was once hidden, but is now revealed in the New Testament.
他说，这个敬虔的奥秘，这个敬虔是什么意思呢？
And what is the godliness here?
敬虔在原文前面有一个冠词 definite article， 它有一个冠词，就是说那个敬虔，那个是什么呢？可以指作是神的真理，也可以是指作耶稣基督。
And in the Greek, there was a definite article, the godliness. So this is the godliness, not just any godliness, but that particular godliness, which could refer to God's word.Or at the same time, it could also refer to Jesus Christ.
但是如果你从上下文看呢，多数是指耶稣基督。
But if you look at the context of the passage, it is referring to Jesus
Christ. 他说：“大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。”
Great indeed, we confess is the mystery of godliness.
所以你看到我们圣经上无人不以为然，他的意思是原本的意思，我承认的意思 ，I confess.
And in the Greek, it says that I agree, I acknowledge, or I confess.
所以他意思说，我们承认，意思说教会的 message, 教会的信息，教会的这个宣告是主耶稣。
So we confess as a church, we acknowledge, or we would preach this message, which is the Lord Jesus.
所以意思说，真理当中最重要的是主耶稣。
So in all of the truth, it is most important that we preach Jesus.
真理的注释跟根据里面当中最重要的真理就是主耶稣，他是被这个神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，传于外邦，使人信服，借到荣耀里。
And the most important message of the church is that he was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory.
请问你有没有常常敬拜耶稣？
Do you often worship Jesus?
你常常来到主面前向他祷告。
Do you often come before the Lord and pray?
你常常敬拜他。
And you always worship him?
常常想念他。
And meditate on him?
常常读他的话。
And read his word often?
这里说教会必须是真理的柱石，教会是指每一个人，所以每一个人有没有好好读主的话，常常研究主的话，常常行主的话，常常传讲主的话。
And the church refers to the body of believers, referring to every single believer. So do you, as a believer, often read God's word, often pray, often preach the gospel?
你有没有这样的来到主面前，听完今天的道理，你是不是愿意委身于基督的话语里面来做真理的柱石，做真理的这个根基？
So after you hear today's message, are you resolved to become a pillar and buttress of the truth?
今天你知道教会应该怎么样管理，教会的主人是谁，教会的目的是什么，而且教会最重要的信息就是主耶稣。
And today you have learned about how the church ought to be managed, who is the master of the church, what is the mission of the church, and what is the most important message of the church, which is the Lord Jesus himself.
你的反应是什么？
What is your response?
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word that is so rich in its lessons for us to learn. Help us, Lord, to be humble and submit ourselves to the teaching of your word, so that, Lord, we as a church would submit to you as the master, and that we will manage the church in exactly the way that you want it to be done, and that our mission would be from your word, and our message would be the most important message according to your word, which is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name.